Well, one of the things that you also talk about is how this can help your creativity, because you're opening up so many different avenues in your brain. And those of us that think, you know, we aren't creative, we're left brain, we can only do this and that, doing this process really does open up many new avenues in your life.
Very definitely. Many creative people have come through the course, or people who didn't realize they were even creative, but have done some extremely creative things following this. Again, once you tap into this part of the brain, you're opening up to all of your creativity and your imagination. Literally every brilliant person that we know of, the people like the Edisons, the Einsteins, the Benjamin Franklins, and so on, have told us in their writings that they used this part of the brain. They got in touch with it every single day. They called it different things. Edison called them catnaps. Einstein called them thought experiments and so on. But they literally were, as we are talking about, relaxation sessions, where they got into the state of alpha, relaxed, and allowed the subconscious to come through and give them insights and creative imagination and the understanding of what they were dealing with beyond just the conscious level.
And it sounds like it's also getting away from the programming and having the guts to do that, because some of these things that come through are pretty way out there, I would imagine. But I know Einstein and a lot of these other brilliant people were accepting of these thoughts and these visions.
That's right. And again, back to the survey of the Fortune 500 CEO, they listen to their own hunches and intuitions and have the guts or good sense to act upon them. It's literally doing the same thing. They are listening to their subconscious and doing what it tells them to do, as opposed to letting their conscious mind talk them out of it. Major difference.